Meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Steve Bays and Luke Paquin here tonight. Hot, Hot Heat, name of the band.
Yeah, man.
Drew, we can't believe that we haven't hung out with Hot, Hot Heat.
It is weird. Yeah, it seems like you've been up here before.
We've all decided that they're old friends.
Well, I've talked with you a couple times at, like, K-Rock festivals and stuff. I remember you said, I got to go before my two-beer buzz wears off.
Oh, really?
And that was where we left it, and wow. Since then I haven't talked to you.
Well, probably drank more than two beers since that time, if it's more than 6 minutes ago.
Although we've managed to maintain that two-beer buzz ever since.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing, everybody. Kids, especially, listening. You guys have all vomited because you drank too much, done some stupid things.
Certainly.
Yeah. You don't know how to moderate, and you don't know how to ride. It's like the buzz is a wave you got to ride all night.
Yeah.
You don't want to go hit the pipeline, get tubed, but then just get thrown and end up in the coral at 8:30 at night.
And Steve was bumming your high, so you had to get away from him.
No, I'm saying my two beer buzz was turning into a 1.5 beer buzz.
Go dose up.
But not with a 12-pack with two more beers. You know what I mean? Ride that crest, slowly ratchet it up.
That's something that you learn after years and years of trial and error, I imagine.
When you're in the public eye, you got to keep lucid, too, you know what I mean? Like, you were given a speech that day, I think.
I was probably given a speech. Drew, I've seen him deliver many babies in airports.
But on two beer buzzes. Because Adam is standing there saying, hey, everybody listen to me, doesn't mean he was actually giving a speech.
Right.
He was just holding court. It's a little different.
I used the word speech.
Yeah. He was holding court. Okay.
Yeah, I may have been talking down to some kids later, but that's easier with a nice buzz. All right, so Hot, Hot Heat, we got a couple of songs to hear from them before the night is through. Their CD is out on April 5th.
Yeah.
And they're going to be at the Roxy, but it's sold out. But it's still cool to say it's sold out. Am I boring you, Drew?
No, I was just thinking Anderson is a Hot, Hot Heat fan.
Yeah, engineer Anderson.
Cool. Yeah, he felt his pulse. He actually had a pulse when we mentioned Hot, Hot Heat.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Well, actually what happened with Anderson is he was into Hot, Hot Heat 2 years ago.
Right. Yes, we heard
now
this.
Hot, Hot Heat is hot, hot, hot.
And
Anderson
out.
Is, because he's hardcore,
right.
he's got to climb off
he's
the hot,
keep
hot
it
heat
on the
bus.
On the DL.
Yeah. Spoiled it for him.
Yeah.
No, I hear that.
People.
Well, good news to him. We haven't sold that many records.
Yeah,
yet,
all right.
So.
There's still room, Anderson, to get on that hot, hot heat bus.
We're still a bit cool.
Yeah. No, they haven't done this show.
There's
no big group. There's a bunch of throng of groupies out there trying to get autographs or anything.
Not that we saw. No.
They
none,
slid in
actually,
under the radar.
They're all over here.
Oh, I see. They're looking for him over in Culver City. All right, Anderson. So here's the deal. Guy's going to be on Conan on the 5th, by the way, April 5th, that is. We'll get to the phones, talk to the band, play some songs. Big night. Big night.
It is
huge.
Big. It is actually.
Huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
Ginormous.
Christina?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, when me and my boyfriend watch pornos, I want to hear him tell me that he wants to sleep with other girls. Do you think that's weird?
What does that make you think of? Why do you feel that way?
I don't know. It just gets me really turned on. Like, I don't know.
Like you're competing with them, or like they're even though he wants to be with them, he's being with you, or what? What is it?
I don't know. I just like I tell him, I'm like, well, just imagine you're sleeping with them. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
Do you like being demeaned?
And like
in
he tells me, and like I get turned on.
Do you like being demeaned? Do you like being cut down?
You gotta think of a smaller word.
Yes,
that had like two syllables in it. Hey, Christina.
Yeah.
You know what demeaned means?
What?
Okay.
They're cut down. Like they're dissing you.
All right. But a lot of syllables in Christina.
Strangely enough.
Yeah, strange. Hey, Christina.
Yeah?
What kind of porn do you guys watch together?
It's mostly just like girl on girl.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And do you enjoy that, or you just enjoy watching him watch porn?
I enjoy it, too.
You do?
I like it, too.
All right. And where's your dad?
My dad? I don't... I live right with my
yeah. Pull out the wallet.
Yeah.
You don't know your dad, right?
My dad's in jail.
Right.
Ah.
There we go.
When did your dad rape you?
Oh, what? I didn't say that.
Are you sick?
Hold on. Your dad's in jail?
Yeah.
Your voice came out of the sky.
What for? Tax evasion?
Parole violation?
I don't know what he's in jail for. Parking we live in different...
So you don't have a relationship with him, really, or didn't even when he got arrested?
Well, like, I don't get along with him very well, no.
Did he, mm-hmm. did he ever harm you in any way?
No.
Oh, how dare
I
you?
I beg your yeah. pardon. Me thinking ill of a criminal, I know what crossed my
well,
mind.
Well, obviously you offended her delicate sensibilities, Drew. Just because her father's incarcerated doesn't mean he would have ever done anything to her.
Of course not.
One could argue that's a form of abuse, though. Dad's in the joint.
Yeah, what's an abandonment anyway?
Well, abandonment. And there's a lot of stigma and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, you'd rather have a dad that did a little drinking than one that was in the joint, right?
I do get the sense that she likes being sort of demeaned a little bit.
All right. Christina.
Yeah.
Okay. You got some issues, right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. What I'm going to need you to do is not get pregnant.
We already have a kid together.
Hold on. I am flabbergasted.
Shocking.
That's awesome.
Health kid like nine?
No, my kid's one.
One. Is it a girl?
He's a boy.
Oh. The reason we say that is girls, well, all right. Throw another stripper on the pole. But, guy, now we got a felon. Now we got a guy.
Somebody got to walk in Grandpa's footsteps.
Yeah, right. See, guys can be dangerous. Girls, you just, they get another porn star. You know what I'm saying? Get another stripper. Christina?
Yeah?
All right. And how's your man? Does he work?
Yeah, he supports us. We live together in our own apartment and everything.
All right. So you got a, does he have a good job?
Yeah, it supports us. Yeah, it's good.
Okay. All right, Christina.
Yeah.
That's fine. Whatever turns you on, whatever flips your cookie.
Yeah, that's fine. But that's not the issue.
Don't start it. Yeah, there's other issues, yeah. But don't start exploring. Like, if he wants to start bring a third person into the bedroom.
No.
You got a kid now.
Yeah.
Your mom.
Are you on birth control pill?
No, actually, we're actually... Because my kid's going to be two this year, so we were thinking about having another one.
Oh,
smart.
Christina.
Yeah, no.
You got engaged on...
well, that's a reason to have at least a couple.
Oh, yeah. You know, you don't get... No, because you don't want to get married without at least a baker's dozen.
Well, of course. Well, that's how you qualify, isn't it?
Yeah. How about you know, turning 21 before you crap out your second kid?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, here's the whole thing, everybody. I don't understand this.
Twice your age, Adam, and two kids.
My thing is this. Kids are one, you know, they're great. God love the kids, but the problem is they are a growth inhibitor for the person that's raising them.
Sure.
As they should be. You have to take a certain amount of your income, you have to take a certain amount of your time, a certain amount of your energy. All those things you wanted to do, the college, for me it was pirate astronaut.
Yes, yes.
As you know.
You had to give up the pirate part.
I had to give up the pirate part of the astronaut, right. Pirate dream. The point is all those things get dashed or at least put on hold because you have to raise your child. I'm sure this guy's doing something involving a forklift. Why do you want... Why do you need a second? And as a guy, you know, the guy's like 21.
Why does he let that happen?
Like, let it. He's looking forward to it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, as a guy, you're living in a small apartment. You already have a kid, you know. I mean, great. You're a family man and all that. Let that blossom it just, in the next few years.
It feels like they look at it like a pet. You know, yeah, so does it feel like that? It's like, we'll get a dog, yeah.
Well, this one gets lonely, so we want someone to play with her.
Right. Get another one. Bring another one in.
All right. Get that shock collar and that corkscrew thing we put in the lawn so they don't run out into the street.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a tether on it.
Yeah.
All right. Listen. No more kids for a while.
Please.
Birth control, please. No cheating. Birth control. Don't act out. Take care of your kid. Yeah?
You'll be fine.
Hey, listen.
There's not a... Abundance.
Everyone lands on their feet.
There's not a big problem with Christina.
No.
It's more of a social problem that we're commenting on.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Christina will be okay.
Yeah.
You want to see if her husband does something involving a forklift?
Sure.
Christina?
Yeah?
Where does your husband work?
He works at a gas station.
Hmm.
So forklift was actually...
Forklift would be a nice step up for him at this stage. He's behind 4 inches of Lexan talking to someone through a sliding ashtray. Yeah, what's he doing over there?
He's an assistant manager.
All right, so he's making $9 an hour.
How dare
you? More.
Yeah. $9.75?
No, he's making more than that.
12. There you go.
Yeah, around there.
Okay. When you get to $14 an hour, you can have your second kid. All right?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well,
okay. Yeah. All right.
That's good.
All right.
Maybe she's working too.
No. She's taking care of things. He takes care of them.
All right.
All right, so no forklift.
I don't know if we even addressed the original question. I can't even remember what it was.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I don't even know what it was. She watches.
It was
they
fun
watch
anyway,
porn.
She wants to know if she likes him to talk about what he wants to do with the girls he's looking at in the porn.
Yeah, they want to be demeaned.
Whatever.
But that's the other thing, too. When you're 20, you're not done doing weird things in the bedroom. You know? That's why you don't... First off, you don't want a little junior to come walking in and dad's got mom in one of those, Thai sex baskets spinning her around and she's all covered with, like, coconut butter and stuff. Kid could go right into therapy.
Well,
yeah.
Unfortunately, they had to convert that basket into the crib when they had the
That's
kid.
That's right.
So. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You want to hear abuse.
Uh-oh.
My sister... drank out of a urine specimen jar for years. Didn't even know it was.
Nice. Those Erlenmeyer.
Yeah,
those
old style ones. Yeah, mom got it at the thrift store, thought it was cool.
Because those doesn't tip over.
It was graduating and stuff. My sister was drinking out of a used urine container. Used.
That's punk.
That's hardcore.
Not mall punk, but real punk.
And you know what? I don't think she's ever been right. Almost sure she was poisoned by urine.
Yeah. Could have been.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
CJ?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yes.
What's happening?
Well, it's not really a problem. It's really just a question.
Mm-hmm.
You see, okay, I know what an orgasm feels like to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have them, when I'm having sex or oral sex, I have them constantly.
Oh, even with oral sex?
Even with oral sex.
That's interesting, because most women that have them constantly, one after the other, without any break,
mm-hmm.
they have it just with intercourse and aren't so interested. Do you like oral sex?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, they're usually not so interested in oral sex, but there you go.
What do you mean? She had 15 orgasms the last time she had oral.
I'm just saying, she's an interesting case. Most women that have this just sequential orgasm one after the other don't like oral sex.
Yeah, they like,
they like the intercourse.
Mm-hmm. CJ?
Yeah.
How do you do with intercourse?
Just the same.
I have a question.
Wow.
For you to have all those orgasms with the oral sex, does something have to be inserted into you, like fingers or something?
Nope.
What?
No.
No, just outside stimulation.
By the way, so it's a bad practice to say when you repeat your answer to do it exactly the same way as your indecipherable answer the first time. You asked me the question about putting digits in me.
Do you, in order to orgasm with oral sex, do somebody have to put something in you? Like,
you ask again.
Does somebody have
no,
to
you
put
didn't some, hear me. You didn't hear me.
Does somebody have to put insert nope. something? Somebody put fingers into you or something like that? Or
no, you doing, say, what? What? Say
what,
it again.
What's that? What?
It's like, that's where you modify. You know what I mean? The third one, you modify. We got three.
Nope.
She's going to start singing that song, Summertime, Drew. You know that song? Oh.
From
no.
Showboat?
I'm going to get it for you. CJ?
Yes?
I'm trying to ask another question that would prompt you to say no. So you don't have to have anything in you when you have oral sex to have orgasms?
No.
Okay.
A little modified.
That was a twist. An old favorite. And so you're just multi-orgasmic.
That's great. A very relatively rare version of the female.
Yeah.
There's no way we can convert another woman into the way you are, nor could you be converted into
a
way...
It's just a Loch Ness monster as far as I'm concerned. I've never seen one of those.
Probably around 5% of women get something like what you've got, and the rest can't be rendered this way. Can't make them this way, and nor
Impossible.
Can you... be made someone who has difficulty having orgasm. It's funny that women, the other thing that, what, let me ask you this question. What do you think of other women when they tell you that they're having difficulty having orgasm?
I feel lucky.
But what do you think about what
hold
they're...
Hold on, Drew, have you ever got an answer?
Of course
that
not. It's Loveland. I always have to go back around.
So
what do you think about what the women are doing.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. I think that they're doing something maybe wrong.
Right. This is what they always think. They either think they're lying or they're doing something.
You think lying. You say lying.
No, these are the three. These are the guys doing something wrong.
There's not three. There's one. It's lying. That's the one you always say.
No, you know what? I've switched it because I did.
You switched it because she crapped on your
point. No, I brought it up last couple of colleges, and those three keep coming up.
Wow.
And it's either they're doing something wrong, the guy's doing something wrong, or the women are lying about it.
Yeah.
And if you can't, they're not doing something wrong, CJ. You can't make another woman like you no matter what they do.
Why don't you add a fourth scenario, which
if
is
if they start telling me one, I'll come
add a
up fourth.
Well, why don't you just put "I don't know" in there? That'll cover it all. That way you can go there. You see? It's either they're doing something wrong, they're lying, the guy's doing something wrong, or I don't know, or what was the question?
Five possibilities.
It's always 14 answers. All right,
or five.
CJ, you know what I like to do. You know what I like to do with you?
Huh?
I would like to cut your pinky off. And I would like to put toothpicks in it, and I like to put it in a mason jar of water and put it on my sill.
It's not a mason. Wouldn't be
my windowsill.
Just like a glass. Mason jar. I see you. You used to do.
I would put water in it.
Yes.
Put the toothpicks in it. And I would grow another one of you.
Would have roots come out of the finger.
Roots would come down. Then it would start sprouting. Eventually, I'd get another CJ, and I would have gratifying sex with her. Yeah.
Well, gratifying to her. Certainly.
Well, no, not to her, but who cares? She's just a clone that I made on my windowsill. You know what I'm saying?
Adam wants that experience of doing that to a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, why would it even matter then how much she's feeling pleasured by it, you know?
No, see, that's not the point, kid.
It's his ego.
The point is I would be in the room when an orgasm happened.
Right.
That's
multiple orgasms.
Multiple orgasm happened. Yeah. No, it's like, why be with a hooker, you know? Well, maybe not exactly. Go ahead, Drew.
Okay, everyone tonight who gets on the air that's over the age of 18 will get a Saw DVD starring Danny Glover. Film critics put this as the creepiest horror flick since 7. Saw, there it is. And if you get a DVD tonight, you will qualify for a trip to Derbyshire, England to see the heavy metal concert Bloodstock.
Yeah, and what else, Drew?
Every puzzle has its pieces.
So true.
DVD on sale now.
So true. Every puzzle has its pieces. That's it.
That's it.
All they came
there
up
you go.
With.
Yep.
They got pieces. Yeah, that's why it's a puzzle. Otherwise, it's a photo.
Is it a human puzzle?
No. All right. We're going to hear something from Hot Hot Heat. Speaking of Hot Hot Heat, isn't it hot in here?
I turned it down.
You did?
Yeah. It takes a while to get it cranking.
I always like when the air conditioner freezes over. I like that one.
That's this one.
It's ironically, it's 90 degrees in here, and then they yell at you because you turn it down too much and made it freeze over. And it was like, ironic, the air conditioning freezing over, and B, why don't they just go ahead and put something in there so it doesn't do that. Yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam.
Who are you looking at? Oh, all right. Where are we going, Drew? You want to take a call?
Song?
All right, well, we got a question for the band.
All right, go ahead.
All right, say question for the band. Tiffany?
Hello?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just had a question because I'm a really big fan of Hot Hot Heat, and I heard your new single, Goodnight, Goodnight, Like, the sound on your last CD, Make Up the Breakdown, was like, super distinctive. But it didn't sound the same as your new single. So I was wondering if your new CD was going to sound more like the single or in general or sound more like your last CD.
I don't know.
Wow.
It's a bit of everything, really. It sounds a bit like the last record and it sounds a bit not like the last record. It's better, though. Trust me.
Okay. And I was also wondering, I was checking out your tour dates, and you're not coming to San Diego. Are you planning on doing that anytime soon?
I think we will be. We're just doing, a little warm-up tour first, but I think we do a big U.S. tour in May and June, and I think we'll definitely do San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. They're coming.
Yeah.
Bye, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tiffany is one of our typical Loveline callers where it started like it may have been a compliment. To go a little bit south.
Yeah.
But then it sort of came back around a little.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many people normally call in for the band? Because I remember listening, it's not very many, is it?
It depends what Adam allows through.
Really?
No, untrue. I will take, First off, how dare you? You didn't even have your stupid little sticker on that call. I punched it up because I'm a fan of the band, because I know they're fans of mine. And that's how I work.
You
see what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Still makes me a fan. Secondhand fan.
So like I said, whatever Adam lets through, that's
right, but I don't screen the calls, obviously. You will get calls over the course of the night, though. But usually, and I think that's the thing that's different about this show. And, you know, we really should tell people, because I feel, you know, if I went on a radio show and everyone just went to ask questions about something else other than moi, you know, it's a little weird. It's a little weird, I think, for some bands and some actors and some notable types to come in here and sit here all night. There's no questions for them.
Like, what was the band that freaked out? The English band.
Oh, all of them freaked out.
The Darkness.
Yeah, the Darkness.
What did they do?
They freaked out and left.
Why?
It wasn't
about them.
No, they said they had a little problem with the content.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, their record album is a naked chick on a landing strip.
Their songs are all about herpes.
Flashlight up her ass, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was really, what it was is they thought they were, I'm trying to not use the S word here, but hot S.
Yeah, they were talking about
the not hot heat.
They were prepared to talk about the
hot ass. And when they didn't get questions for themselves, and nobody kneeled at the altar of the darkness, they just had an ass full and left.
A certain amount of modesty is kind of necessary.
It is. It is nice.
When you love line guests.
Yeah, yeah. And to be a host, too, quite honestly. Shall we hear a song? Let's hear a song.
You're killing me, Corolla, really?
Come on, Anderson. Is it a short song? It's not a long song. You queued up there?
I'm queued up, Adam.
Feeling good. All right, let's listen from Hot, Hot Heat. Let's listen to Good Night, Good Night.
Uh-oh. There we go.
Uh-oh.
Is this the way it's supposed to go?
Probably worked out the bugs during the break, maybe.
All right.
All right, that was good. Oh, that was great.
Well done. It is a lot different, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds different to play on the radio, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That was the remix edition, I think.
Brevity is the soul of music. I've always said that. We got a new CD, but it doesn't matter because we need to take a break anyway because we're running late for break. Steven, Luke here from Hot Hot Heat. Paul and Dustin coming in a couple of few. We'll take a break. We'll hear the song after this. Everybody, Loveline, I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, Stephen Luke in here tonight from Hot, Hot Heat.
Yes, indeed.
New CD is out on the 5th of April.
It's called Elevator.
Oh, yeah, Elevator, sorry. I'll give that a little plug.
Little plug there.
We're going to hear a song from Hot, Hot Heat. One call.
All right.
No. Germany or Florida.
All right.
And then we hear a Hot, Hot Heat song.
Okay.
All right. They give us the wacky call, and then we decide, did the story come from Germany or Florida? Tony?
Finger sick and twisted from two months son and Nazis. Sex, meth, and death fetishes. Both of them have got these.
That's
guaranteed not the for you, Germany or Florida.
All right. Tony.
Yes, sir.
Germany or Florida. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go. A jury this week found a 23-year-old woman guilty of lewd conduct for stripping off her clothes at the request of a 4-year-old boy she was babysitting. Mm-hmm. The nanny, who testified that she disrobed last January to satisfy the tyke's curiosity, was discovered naked on a couch when the child's mother returned home unexpectedly. The woman was jailed in advance of her sentencing, which she could receive up to 15 years in prison. She told cops the incident was not sexual in nature, that she just wanted him to know for when he was older, according to the report.
Wow.
Here, Florida.
Mm. Very Floridian, but nanny. A Floridian nanny.
Palm Beach. Nannies weren't around a few years ago. They were just called babysitters or I don't know. But for some reason, the nanny and the au pair has made its way stateside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But not in Florida.
Yeah, but you're writing a story. It's for lack of a better title. what I mean?
But think about it this way.
We're going to call her junior college bitch who crashed out in the garage.
West Palm Beach, they have nannies. That's Florida.
That's Florida.
So it could be that region of Florida we're talking about.
All right.
Well, we actually just got back from Germany, actually, a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And
we were hanging out with nannies, and
they got naked?
They didn't. That's why I'm thinking Florida.
I don't know. They have some strange sexual proclivities going on out there. So.
I agree with Luke.
I like Steve's impulse on this.
Adam and Luke are going to Germany.
Usually, if you see someone take their clothes off, you have to pay $100 for a beer first, you know?
Steve and I are going to Florida.
Yeah.
There you go.
Going to Florida. All right. Tony, Germany or Florida?
It is Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Man.
Heck yeah.
It's rough. I blame Lou. Because, you know, my
you
was
spoke
thinking,
with authority.
In your face.
I had a pretty convincing argument.
I was thinking Florida all the way, and then Luke jumped in.
Luke said he'd been there.
I know this chick. I was a four-year-old. He sent me a little note.
Well, there was that lady behind the glass telling me that I had to say something, so I just thought I'd chime in.
All right.
I heard the word proclivity. And
next time you chime in, let's, you know, see if we can land on the green square instead of the red one. That's all I'm saying. That's all. All right. We may do some gambling with the band at some point.
Oh, yes, we will. Yes, we will.
All right. Let's hear a little Hot Heat number off of the aforementioned Elevator CD. And this one, we think, is called Good Night, Good Night. Nice. Something you can snap your fingers to.
It wasn't 4 seconds like the original version, but but it worked.
Yeah, sweet. Hot, Hot Heat in studio tonight. That off the Elevator CD, which is out the 5th of April. And it's back to the phones we go. Speak to Jeremy. Jeremy, 21.
Hey, what's up, guys? I love you guys. Listen to you every night.
Thanks.
And I just had a question. I'm 21. I'm in graduate school. I moved to Colorado this year. Mm-hmm. And I dated a girl for 3 years in Ohio, and I haven't seen her for about a year. And recently we started having contact again, and she would like to move out here. And I guess the long and the short of it was we had kind of an off-and-on rocky relationship, but I've kind of gotten away and put my life together, and I realized that I still kind of love her, and I'm not objected to her.
All right, Jeremy.
Get to the punchline here.
Yes. So,
is there a smoke here, then?
Today, Junior?
Oh, is there a smoke detector?
I thought I heard a smoke detector.
How did I miss that?
Yeah. Are you in an apartment?
Yes, I am.
Is there a smoke detector?
No, my phone just beeped.
Oh, is that what that was? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay. Hold on. Let us get in and nip this one.
Yeah, said so far, Jeremy, is I had a girlfriend. I left her. Now she wants to get back together. What do you think I should do? I mean, that's all you've told us.
Let's do it.
I guess the part that is pertinent to you guys is that, you know, I was an alcoholic. I've gone through therapy and stopped drinking since I moved. And I didn't know because I hadn't talked to her, but she has as well. And I'm just wondering if getting together with someone like that, that, you know, where we have a history. Mm-hmm. I think we're both ready to start our careers, but I just wondering if
it's risky. It's risky. You're both in a 12-step program?
Yeah.
And she's active in her program?
Yes.
Then it's, how long has she been sober?
I mean, I haven't seen her for 10 months, so I guess.
Well, you know, no new relationships for the first year.
Hmm. Yeah, but now, hold on.
That's a new relationship.
I know, but you gotta, first, if you bang someone 1,500 times before, it's not a new relationship.
They can get together and have sex, but they should.
Oh, really?
I mean, that's, you know. But wow. For them to have rekindle a relationship is a little bit dangerous.
That'd be, he's gonna be like, listen, sweetie pie, Drew says we gotta make it to a year. Now, it's only been 10 months, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put my dork through the mail slot. I'll give you the number of the apartment. You just come over, give me a little love, but we can't. I can look at you through the peephole, but no contact for 2 months. Drew said we can have sex, but nothing intimate at all. Yes,
there you go.
A lot of people are going to be going to AA now. Yeah, to that people.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you know, once you both had a solid, if you really want to do this properly, yes, you both in an active program of recovery and growing in your program can get back together, but you would want to focus on your recovery for the first year.
And here's the other thing, too, Jeremy. Our experience is this sort of rekindling business when you're 21. Usually a reason you broke up. There was substance involved.
Right. This probably is you wanting to get back to your drinking buddy back more than anything. You don't really search your soul about what's the motivation. Do you want to restore your old alcoholic sort of... Do you want to get back to your alcohol and she's part of that or not?
No, he wants to get sex.
The thing that happened is, you know, most of the bad times that we had in the on and off deal were related to alcohol. But the good times when we were both kind of living the clean life were great.
I'm just saying that you get focus. Your priority is sobriety for 1 year, and really examine carefully whether or not the drive to return to her is not actually your disease. That's the question. You got to examine that with your sponsor.
And I'm saying make sure it's not desperation.
Yeah, well, it sounds a little dangerous to me.
Guys break up, they stay apart, and they don't get anything, and then they go back to the old watering hole.
Right.
They think they're going to get something. Guys think they get some momentum.
Well, like you said, if it's something you've been to 1,500 times before, what's...
Oh, yeah. No, you just think... You don't realize, like, you've been getting laid constantly for the last year and a half. You've gotten it 500 times. You think the 501st time is going to be a layup, but it's a new venue. Ain't nothing happening.
Right.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh.
So basically, you guys are saying don't do it.
Well, what we're saying is we don't know too many relationships that don't break up for a reason, and the reason is usually a good one.
Well, and that,
but
there might
is
have been
substance
their disease.
Involved.
Yeah, there might have been their disease, and they're both in recovery, and the point is they just need to really examine whether this is their disease driving them back together or something more substantive.
You know what I think you're responding to, too, is Jeremy is 21, sounds like he's been driving a truck for 30 years. Mm-hmm. He sounds like an old soul. Mm-hmm. If he's a 21-year-old who's like, I'm junior in college, you're like, oh, move on, start dating,
right.
Move on.
Well, there's that, but also the old quality to his voice makes me think, oh, he's a really bad alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And 10 months sober is about the time the disease starts calling him back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's that sound like?
Come back.
Oh, it's a dude actually, voice.
It's the only one I can do.
I need the siren song of the booze.
That's the one.
I don't need some dude going. Hey, come back. I'm like, screw you, homo. I'm staying over here. But if I heard like the come back,
the sirens.
The sirens singing and with the booze,
yep, could be.
Yeah, making that sound.
Witchy woman.
yeah. Eve.
Hi guys, how are you?
Good. You're 16. What's up?
Yeah. First of all, I just wanted to take this opportunity to tell everybody to go get Dr. Drew's book, Cracked. It's the best book you'll ever read. I love it.
Thank you.
I totally agree.
That is awesome.
And
thank you.
My question is, really. Okay, my question is, I had a really traumatic, really abusive childhood, and...
Hold on a second. Do you want to gamble?
We could gamble.
We'll try to predict.
Well, hold on.
Try to predict.
Well, normally we gamble. We haven't gambled in a while.
She tipped her hand, but we had to figure out what happened.
Steve has brought it up. Steve said, what about the gambling?
Yeah, I got to read on this.
You do?
Yeah.
I got to take two. Do you have a dollar? That's the real question. I got a dollar.
I may.
I got Canadian, American, euros, pounds.
Take them all. All right.
Need to borrow a buck, Steve.
Borrow a buck from Steve. Drew, where once in a while we get a band in here and the pot get up to like five, six bucks. Drew would seriously get upset if he lost.
Get nervous.
Getting nervous.
What is this thing?
That's a temporary license Steve threw up there.
I think that's his permission
to
work.
It's a vehicle license in Vancouver.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It's a car.
I was just kidding.
Here's a euro. 10 euro.
All right. That's sure. good.
Now, we don't need your checks here, Steve.
I'll take a check.
You take a check for 50 cents?
Now, here's the thing. Normally, we run it this way. Normally, we hear their voice.
Yeah.
We hear the little girl voice, and we start gambling on their past.
Right.
She, Eve, who is 16, has admitted to having a childhood trauma. But what kind of trauma would that be?
And how old?
And how old? And at the hands of whom? Or who? Yes?
Yeah.
Who would be at the hands of? Whom? Whom?
Whom?
Whom?
To whom?
To whom?
From whom?
And at the hands of whom? Yes?
Is that what we're trying to figure out?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Who did it and when? And what?
Mom's ex.
Yeah?
Mom's ex-boyfriend.
How old?
Ex-boyfriend. Nice.
13.
She was 13.
Wow.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to go there.
I think sexual abuse?
Yeah.
Sexual abuse. All right.
Well, the obvious choice would be the father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
I guess I'm going to have to just stick with that one because it's. I mean, there's money on it.
And what do you do? What do you do?
Sexual abuse or physical?
I'd imagine like something involving a soldering iron or something.
No, physical. Physical abuse.
Overt. Yeah.
Physical.
Some type of burning.
Ritualistic. Ooh, physical abuse.
Okay, Adam.
Strong. At what age might she have been?
Somewhere between the 8 to 12 range.
Wow. That's half her life.
I said 13. You said 8 to 12.
Narrow it down to less than half her life.
Let's go for 11. 11, 12.
All right.
11?
Put 11.
11, 12. All right. She sounds like she's gotten some therapy.
Lots of therapy.
Because her voice doesn't sound messed up.
Okay, you and I agree on that. That's right. She'll make you feel messed up.
No, she says lots of
therapy. She's had a ton of therapy. What age did your therapy start?
Well, let's put it this way. There was clay involved with it, which means it was young. Because I've been to I went to a shrink when I was 7 because I was wetting the bed. And it's like, here's a hunk of clay. And then you'd mess with the clay for 45 minutes, and then they go, all right, that's $90. It's like, I could have went to Color Me Mine and done that for $8, you idiot.
By the way, but he has a career in ceramics ahead.
Yeah.
That's the start you go.
Okay, lots of therapy. Calling from Santa Monica. Current problems being caused. Something happened, but the family was good enough to get her to therapy, so something must have happened outside of the home.
Mm.
She says lots of trauma, but maybe she went away to school and somebody abused her, a teacher or something. It came to light. The family found out about it and did something about it.
Wow, you're using deductive reasoning.
I'm thinking she's
No modifying, Steve.
He's going to
change. You made your bed.
This is in addition to it.
Okay.
I'm saying the pleasant, happy, cheerful voice comes from the fact that she's attractive and gets treated well at school. By her
she
peers.
Could still be bitter. Someone came in, so could be the stepdad, could be the boyfriend thing, and the mom found out about it. But the mom wouldn't make those decisions. I'm going something outside of the house.
Okay, good one.
Sexual abuse outside of the house. Camp counselor, teacher, something of that nature.
I'm
going to
go long-term.
And I'm going further back. I'm going 8.
I'm going long-term physical abuse, say, starting at 5 from dad.
Dad.
Therapy starting by 11, 12.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, this is good. Thank God Steve reminded us to gamble. Eve?
Hi, you guys.
All right. Now, what was your abuse? And Drew, no steering the abuse.
Commercial?
Okay, let's take a commercial. That's good radio.
Hold on a second.
Here's the whole
Stick
thing.
Stick around.
To
find out the abuse.
I want to know.
I know we should go to a break because it's just good to tease these things, but I really want to know.
I want to know.
All right, well, then we should go to a break.
All right.
Hot heat in studio tonight. Recap on the gambling and the big reveal after this. Yeah, love line. I'm Adam Harris, Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Steve and Luke here from Hot Heat Elevator. Name of the CD, and it is out on the 5th of April.
It drops.
That's when it drops.
It drops.
I'm going to guess that's a Tuesday. And when we left off, we were speaking to Eve. Eve is 16. Eve says she's had trauma in her past.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. We made trauma. Trauma says physical.
And she sort of alluded to lots of trauma. Sort of made a lot of trauma.
Yeah,
a lot of childhood with a lot of trauma.
Somebody should have won physical and sexual abuse.
I just went physical.
You went physical. Yeah. Trauma says physical, whereas abuse says sexual.
Well, also sexually, you can feel it emanating from the caller.
Yeah, she sounds like she's had some therapy.
Physical, right. So wait, right. Want to reset everybody's bet?
Let's see. Let's just make sure we're clear on this. Steve went mom's boyfriend. Sexual abuse.
Age 11 or something.
Somewhere.
No,
13. Somewhere 13. Luke is dad. Physical abuse.
Possible scarring.
Possible scarring.
Soldering iron.
From second trimester to just past her 18th birthday. Yeah. He's actually going 2 years
He's going
2 years into the future just to cover himself in case something happens. She burns herself on a moped or something like that. He's going to go ahead and call that a win. All right. You ready to go?
Here we go.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. Drew.
Physical age 5 to like 10 and then
right.
It's therapy. There,
I got
sure.
Sexual abuse outside of the house.
Yeah.
And at about 8. All right. All right. Eve.
Hi.
When did you start therapy, first of all?
Okay, well, first of all, I love you guys, but you couldn't be more wrong. Actually, I've never, ever been to therapy in my life.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. We couldn't be more wrong. You're right.
But I love you. Don't worry.
That's all right.
Okay, and actually, all of you other guys couldn't be more wrong either. None of that happened. different forms of trauma. I'm surprised.
Like what?
Let's see. Well, basically, I had physical and lots of mental and psychological and manipulation, things like that. No, I like to say no sexual, but I'm starting to think maybe like indirect sexual, like I saw things
good,
and heard
good.
Things early on.
Okay,
right.
Okay,
you were,
now we're heading somewhere.
I was kind of exposed to it, but I was never like touched or anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you've not had any been around anything therapeutic.
Well, maybe she hasn't been traumatized as much as she.
No, there's definitely there's that aspect to this too. But the way she kind of understands things is kind of unusual.
Well, I think
you know,
she's
Love Line has been my only therapy.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So, Eve, that's what scary. Happened? What? Who abused you?
You know what? When I was young, a lot of people, but mainly my parents, both of them, especially my mom.
Both parents, especially mom. Oh, man. Just a big goose egg for everyone.
Yeah. No, but give us an example of what. Yeah. Give us an example of what they would do.
Okay. Well, wow. Okay. There's so much. I'm not sure what to say. One of the things that was kind of weird, like my mom like cheated on my dad a lot and she'd take me with her and like I had to see a lot of weird. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I meant I had to see weird.
Like what?
Whoa. Wait a second. Are your parents professional people?
Yeah. And well, yeah.
Is there an attorney anywhere in there?
No.
What are they?
My dad's in sales, and my mom was stay-at-home.
Okay. All right, so your mom cheated, took you with her. You saw weird things.
Well, yeah, my mom was really, really... My mom was alcoholic and bipolar and schizophrenic, and she hit me really bad. And Yeah, and my dad did too, and things like that. And they were just really verbally abusive, like horribly verbally. And I had to lie for everybody, and there was police at the house every night. And the physical fighting, I had to like clean blood off the walls, and it was bad. I mean,
police were at the house?
This was like under the age of like 7, like all of it. So it was like horrible.
Do you ever dissociate?
I do, and I actually learned what that was from you. And yeah, I do that.
Do you think you have multiple stuff? Do you think you have other people in you kind of thing?
No, sometimes people have actually told me, that's how I know about it, because they'll be talking to me and they'll say, okay, you haven't been listening to anything I've said for the past 20 minutes, you know?
Eve, do you think there's another personality that you may have that was abused sexually outside of the house so I could take this $4 home?
I'm sorry, Adam, I don't think so.
Put Cammy on, sweetie. I need to talk to Cammy.
Oh, you know,
I'll get it out of her.
So what is the question then? We haven't gotten to your question yet.
Okay, my question is, I've just, I don't think it was necessarily fair that all that happened without, you know, and I just want to give myself a fair shot. I want to get some help for it, and because I can start to see things happening, like starting to kind of have no trust in people and bad judgment.
Right, right. Let's sum you up. You're smart.
So I'm wondering, stop talking.
Shush.
Yes, unusually insightful, smart.
Yeah.
You would respond well to treatment. You really would.
You really would, or to heroin. You know,
I don't think she's an
addict,
though. Yeah, she's not an addict.
I'm just saying insightful and smart and wise behind her ears.
My question was, is there anywhere to Dr. Drew that you know of where I can go? Because I don't have a lot of money, and I just somewhere where I can go for free or by myself. Or
You might try UCLA. I know Fuller Seminary in Pasadena has very reduced rate individual therapy. I don't know out in Santa Monica, however.
All right. Well, try start at UCLA and see
Fuller,
what that
Fuller
that
in
does.
Pasadena, if you're willing to make that trip.
All right. Be careful of guys. But you're smart, you're fine, you'll be a wonderful artist, and then you make your parents pay like I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rub it in their face, pull up my nice
while
car.
While they sleep.
Honk the horn. Yeah, do a Brody on the lawn. Yeah. Yeah, light a cigar with a $100 bill. Old man puts his hand out and I slap it and I laugh. All right, hot, hot heat in studio. We're going to take a break. I think Steve and Luke are rotating out and Paul and Dustin are rotating in.
Yeah, we're gone.
We'll do all that. After this. Yeah. Loveline, madam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Steve and Luke out. Paul and Dustin in.
Out.
Hi.
Changing of the guard. Paul is drums and Dustin is bass.
You know, someone, speaking of drums, someone brought up tonight the time I was vomited on by Fletch.
Mm-hmm.
Pennywise.
Mm-hmm.
Here?
Yeah, not in the studio, but on this show.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
We haven't heard that in a long time.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
You're planning something?
Similar situation.
Yeah.
I've had a few beers, Drew.
Anderson, if you can dig that out.
Okay, go ahead.
Always it glad is. To hear it.
That's fine. About
8 years ago. Now make it 10.
I was just wondering, what's the
chance of vomiting?
Please don't throw my line is over. I'm pretty much currently. Okay, bye. Yes, love line is over. It's not our fault. We have a big ugly man in our guitar band.
Get out of here.
And
is it playing a song?
Yes.
Get
away from me.
Get the hell out. Can I come over? Are we on air?
Yes. Lesson not learned. Band with beer.
Very retching sounds.
Yeah, it was good.
This wasn't alcohol induced.
It was alcohol. Fletch was eating pizza and drinking tequila, and it started going. And then he thought that was punk, so he started sitting his finger down his throat and chasing me around the room, vomiting on me. And I climbed up on a cabinet that Adam coincidentally had built in this old studio in Burbank. Bank.
I wasn't on the show.
Yeah, right. It was 10, 12
And you moved to this one the next day.
No.
We should have.
Yeah.
Somebody had to clean up.
I can't believe he vomited on my nice cabinets.
He didn't. I was punching him in the face to get him to stand up.
I can't believe you jumped on my nice cabinets.
I did. They were great. They held up nicely.
Mm. All right. What are we doing?
Talking to Patty.
Patty?
Hi.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I have sex with my boyfriend, and I can't get an orgasm, but when he fingers me, it's like I go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, great.
Mm-hmm.
So you, with intercourse, you don't have an orgasm, right?
No.
That's a normal thing. A lot of women need some sort of direct stimulation because they're tight.
Yeah.
And that's you, and that's fine. And so you need to kind of work with your boyfriend on how to...
Yeah,
put all those things together for you.
That's rough on the bow, though. I mean, it's cool, but eventually it gets kind of old.
Wait, that's it, though?
I was just wondering if that was, like, normal.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very.
Can I talk to Paul really fast?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. I think you guys are the greatest band ever, and I love your EP, Knock Knock Knock. I think it's, like, the greatest, and I was wondering if you guys are going to play...
It's a good one.
Like any other show besides the one on the 25th?
Well, the one on the 25th, there's two that day. We're doing a free one at UCLA that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a free one, and then the Roxy one is sold out. But if you drive out to, I think it's UCLA.
Well, it is UCLA. But the problem is, I'm actually going to internally combust at the Roxy show. So that's it.
The problem is, too, she's in San Francisco. Oh, no, you're in San Fernando.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. What the hell are you doing in San Fernando?
I know, it's a hellhole, don't ask.
Where the hell is San Fernando?
Is it as bad as Riverside?
Oh,
no worse.
It gives it a run. It gives it a run.
It's all right.
The sunlight right under her, Chelsea.
I think the terrain in San Fernando is a little better than Riverside, but the people are worse.
You know why I know that, or I ask that? It's because of listening to this show.
Yeah, Riverside is a pit.
That's what I understand.
I never heard the terrain is great.
Well, Riverside, you got your meth heads, and San Fernando, you got your gangbanger. So it's choose your poison. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well, meth heads will steal your credit cards. And
I go gangbanger because, you know, I make friends with them.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I show up at a barbecue with my, you know, they wear those pants where they cut them off real, you know, like shorts, but not really.
Shants.
Shants. Hey, Patty?
Yeah.
You got to get out of San Fernando.
I know. It's a hellhole, I know.
Yeah, what's the plan?
I basically don't know. Well, I want to be a hairstylist, so hopefully I can, like, go to school definitely out of here and, like, make something of myself.
Yeah,
good.
That's good. I like that old kind of talk, by the way.
You know, something of myself.
Immigrants used to do that. Yeah, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps and make something of yourself, son. Yeah.
Did you like that one, though? She satisfied your guys' ego with the question.
Right.
But then also brought in the band.
No, that wasn't satisfy our ego. That was how she weaseled her way on. So she
right. I'm not having an orgasm. Can I talk to the band?
Right.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
And I like
old fashioned all the way around.
She's going to make something
of herself.
Made an
effort and make something of herself. Yeah.
Solid.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. You know, it's not enough make something of yourself talk going on in this country anymore. It's just a lot of what can the man do for me.
Cold Sarnet.
I hate everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Make something of yourself, Adam.
Cold Sarnet is like Dag Nabbit, right?
Yeah.
That's what I say. Kids today. Let's talk to Jeremy. He's 26. Jeremy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's happening?
What's up, dude?
Let's start with a little ass-kissing first. Adam, pure genius.
Oh, thank you. See? You made something of yourself.
Yeah.
A brown noser.
No.
I have Fantastic. Made something of myself.
Thanks, mate. What do you do? Have you made something of yourself?
Well, I only work security, but I've worked 45 hours in the last 3 days.
Right. But that's just sitting, right?
Pretty much.
Something's secure, though.
Yeah.
Everything is secure.
Okay.
Great.
Nothing got stolen on your watch. What's your question, Jeremy?
The question is, when I was about 21, they diagnosed me, the guy said it's commonly known as a bag of worms. It's a bunch of excess veins in my testy.
It feels like a bag of worms when you palpate it.
And it looks like it. It's visible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they take them out or you left them in?
No, they said that it wasn't cancerous at the time, so they didn't do anything about it.
It's never cancerous.
Right.
If it were potentially cancerous, they would have taken it out.
Yeah. The only time you really need to take it out is if, you know, you're fishing. You know,
so
you're looking for some night crawlers. Hey, trout hit on that. True.
Bloodworms?
They can't not hit on that.
Bloodworms, yep.
World class. Yeah. Put a little zipper on that, and you just use them one at a time.
Sure, when you need them.
You're going fishing, yeah.
So
screw the guy at the tackle shop.
Nightcrawler.
Now, how do you extract them out of the sack?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
how would Adam do it for the fishing purposes?
I
do it via a sort of resealable thing, like the sandwich bag.
Oh, would you maybe put a zipper in?
Well, No. No, I'm not a doctor, but not a zipper. I'd say the resealable type of sandwich bag.
Where they marry them. Airtight, so nothing gets out after you zip it up. Yeah,
perfect.
Drew, how would you do it surgically? Just go in?
You got to go in and you got to, you know, it's the veins complete like crazy. They have to all be tied off.
So they're all hooked up to something?
Yeah.
It's a really big mass. You can see it.
Right, that's right.
Yeah. So if it wasn't cancerous at the time, then it shouldn't become.
It can never become.
It can never become.
Can never become. Well, I think there is some concern, though, that these things may affect fertility. So that's one of the reasons that they take these things out. Though I was just reading something recently that suggested that probably doesn't do anything
at
all.
How about the freak-out factor with the ladies?
Yeah, cosmetic. I mean, for God's sake, people are getting penis enlargements and all kinds of cosmetic procedures on their penis.
Yeah.
Poor Jeremy wants his...
This must affect his self-esteem, though. I mean, go take a lady first time.
Well, yeah. He's probably a pretty nice-sized bulge in his pants, though.
Again, how much more ugly are you going to make the... How much more ugly are you going to make the testes?
It is true.
Yeah, it's true. Chicken skin and all.
How much uglier can they be? I mean, think. And even if you were going to make them uglier, how would you do it?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Discolor it. Discolor it.
All right. Jeremy?
Adam?
I'd like to see you make something of yourself.
I'll work on that.
And please. Stop saying over and over again they weren't cancerous at the time.
Yeah, they're not cancerous.
Okay.
You're fine. You have a girlfriend?
No.
Okay.
A lot of self-love.
All right. Well, let's get you a lady, all right?
Wow.
Let's get going, buddy. Let's go. All right, I don't care. Here's what I got to say. What do you think the lowest per capita girlfriend gig is? You know, loneliest gig. Somebody ought to, you know, that's something worth looking at, when you're out of high school.
Some of those gigs, though, are determined by, or only taken by certain kinds of people, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't care, which came first.
You know, personality trait that leads to the gig or the gig itself.
It's got to definitely have something to do with working graveyard shifts.
Yes, nighttime.
Definitely graveyard. And security's way up there.
Yeah.
How about
a taxi dispatcher? Do you think that might be up there?
Oh, man.
That's a good one. Well done.
That's solid.
I'm thinking a guy who takes your parking attendant guy. Not valet guy.
Nighttime.
Guy who sits
nighttime
in
the booth.
Cube.
Sits in the booth. In cube. Nighttime.
Yeah, booth guy.
People don't want to talk. They just...
Toll booth person. How about that? You know,
some, that though New has Jersey some a little bit of interesting quality to it.
Yeah, you might, you know, lots of people. I'll tell you what you might see. You might see the same guy
every
or girl,
night.
And then next thing you know, you got a Sandra Bullock movie going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Toll booth, yeah, something sort of romantic about it. Yeah. I'm sure it's hell on earth.
Right.
Yeah, anything to do with cars. And any gig where you have to work around stuff where there's absolutely no women, like roofer, drywaller, just no chicks around. Yeah. But at least you get a little change in your pocket and you go out to a strip club and hoist a few.
But that's not where you're going to meet girls. You don't meet girls at the strip club, do you?
Well,
I don't.
My sister met her fiancé there.
Really? Uh-oh.
Well, what's your dad?
I just dropped the bomb.
What's your dad do? What did he do to you?
Killed himself. here's the thing. I think security guard is way up there.
Yeah.
Overnight jock, by the way, DJ. That's pretty low on the pecking order too. But I'd say security guard, tough, overweight,
it's gotta be like,
lonely.
You know, shelf stalker, you know, warehouse kind of stuff.
All right. Well, now, I was going to say car wash guy, but for some reason, those guys got old ladies at home.
Yeah, there's movies made about those people.
Yeah, it's romantic. Yeah. All
hospitals
right.
are pretty awful places overnight, too.
Hospital? Like
overnight.
Your bedpan guy? Yeah, but you have your elderly patients. You get to blow a little steam off.
Overnight.
And you get sympathy
points.
That's
what I'm saying.
Points from girls at the...
I'm just talking about a little, you know, blowing a little steam off on grandma.
I see.
Blowing a little heat
off. Worse.
Yeah.
Wow. Worse for wear. Jonathan?
You.
You're 23?
Yep. Well, 22. My 23rd birthday is the day after the Hot Hot Heat show in Portland.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
Well.
Part of the show.
Boy.
Wow. That is a crazy Nostradamus type of coincidence, by the way. I would go so far as to say eerie.
Huh.
Eerie, yes, Drew?
Weird.
Freak out.
Wait, we have a day off that day.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
They're coming to your house to play your garage.
Oh, if only I had one.
Hey, just do you know a guy named Casey Parks?
Casey Parks, no, I don't.
Okay, no, that's all right.
But I did want to say that thanks for the song Bandages not being awful, because I had to listen to it at my old job about 4 times a day, and it was the only song that I had to hear that didn't suck.
Strip club?
Really?
Nice, man. That's great.
Where did you work?
Target.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's no volume knob. It's on all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm glad we can make your job that much more bearable for you.
It's in a major key, so.
Do you have a question for the band?
I did. I wanted to ask, what was it like looking for a new guitar player to replace Dante?
Definitely one of the best experiences.
It was really worrisome, to be honest. But after we found Luke, it was just, I'm going to start crying. It was so amazing and moving.
I don't think people understand what it's like to break up with somebody like that. It's similar to breaking up with a girlfriend. Or
why'd you guys break up?
Well, we didn't break up. He left.
Oh, he left?
Yeah. He left. He wasn't committed to the road. He wasn't committed to the workload.
Yeah. Well, it can be tough. But that's a good sign for you guys, because then he's going to have that moment when, he's managing a Denny's in Riverside, and he's like, hot, hot heat, and you guys are like, the airplane lands, and it says hot, hot heat on the side of the plane, flash bulbs popping. You guys do that movie, you look over the top of your sunglasses, babes all over the place, and he just has some guy, his fat waitress starts bitching him out. He said, those eggs were supposed to be basted. Them sunny side up.
And the terrain here is terrible.
It's a video in slow motion, and it's no words. Don't hear anything.
Right, right. He just looks down, and you hear a tear hit the griddle. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Single tear hits the griddle.
Moving. Oh, painful.
See, that's good. If you guys stuck together, probably,
wouldn't have that scene.
Yeah, you wouldn't have that scene. But need that person. You need that person that quit. Who's you need your Pete Best.
Right.
You understand?
It's funny. I was just thinking that actually.
I never stopped thinking about Dante, the Beatles. Everything's Beatle related.
Dante's your Pete Best.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Drew, who's my Pete Best? Someone's got to leave. You need to leave, Drew. Okay. All right.
Tara, don't call me Tara. Goddamn, it's your Pete Best.
Oh, really? Yeah, things didn't change after she left. I think you need to leave, Drew. Go.
All right.
Get out of here.
I'm out of here.
Go on, get.
We'll be fine.
All right. Let's see. Boring sex? Let's talk to Melanie.
Yes?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, my boyfriend is into, like, really basic kind of, just normal, quick, knee on my back sex, and I like making it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
You like what, Melanie?
Well, I like interesting, make it more interesting, more fun, and he's just not into it.
What would that mean?
Well, doing a variety of things.
Like what?
Oral sex, different positions, and he's just not into it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you broached the subject with him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's not the guy for you.
Well, I really care about him, and I just
that's
feel
important.
Like...
He doesn't want to get involved with oral sex?
Adam, I know that's hard for you to imagine.
Well, hold on. I want to know who's on what end.
Oh.
Yeah. What?
Either
he
way.
doesn't want to perform it on you?
No.
Okay, but what about you on him?
How old is your guy?
He's 17.
17.
Oh. And he doesn't want to receive either?
No.
This is an outrage.
Adam, I know you. I was trying to shield you from this.
Well, too late. I'm now upset.
Yeah, I bet.
Wow. Well.
What about his friends? Do his friends look at you?
I don't know a lot about his friends. We go to school.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really?
Does he take you around as his girlfriend?
What?
Does he think? Are you boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah.
And he takes you around to meet his family and his friends and things?
Well, I've never met his family before.
And you've never met his friends?
Well, I've met some of his friends, but, I don't know them that well.
All right. Well, let's figure this out. Are you using protection?
Yes.
What are you using?
Condom.
Mm-hmm. Paul?
Good.
Do you have something?
I was going to ask something.
How long have you been going?
For about a year and a half.
Wow.
Oh, okay, that was the question, actually.
All right. See? Huh. You guys are like an old married couple.
A year and a half, and you've not met his friends and not met his family.
Yeah, maybe you're at the end of really your relationship.
Or
maybe you've gone through your 40 years already.
Maybe there wasn't really a relationship. How often do you see him?
I see him, maybe twice a week.
Do you go to the same school?
No.
No.
No? Okay.
Melanie.
Yes.
All right, let me talk some sense to you for a second. You sound like one of these people that's sort of confused by life in general, not only your relationship, but most facets of life. It seems like you're calling from maybe the 40s in a different part of the country.
Concern it?
Yeah, dag nabbit. So listen, A, you can't let this guy get you pregnant. That's well, number one. On that. That's that. Good. That's yeah. good. B, you need to go ahead and talk to him about things you'd like to do and directions you'd like to go. If he's not willing to explore those things, then it may be time to move on.
Not so much that it's not being harsh in the sense of saying, well, if he doesn't want to do the things you want to do, but if he's not willing to sort of reciprocate and allow for something along the lines of what you need, you like, and try to sort of make that work for him, even if it's just slowly moving in that direction, that's somebody who doesn't care. Or it's somebody who's so rigid that you just, you're not going to be able to get through to him.
No, I mean,
it's an issue of caring.
You got to take one for the team, and if that means getting a BJ for the love of Christ, he's never been one to take for one for a team. I mean, they're not asking you to, lean into a fastball or anything. They're trying to get a BJ, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
By the way, nobody receives better than the ace.
You're
going to
show these guys? You're going to show them? No, don't.
I'll show them.
You're in. This is quite a treat.
Are my hands rubbing?
Let me say this. I want to just preface this by saying a lot of guys brag about their sexual prowess, what they can do to a woman, how long they can last, whether they can go down on her, they can make her eyes roll around like pinwheels. Well, let me say this. I don't brag about that. I don't play that card. I do say that nobody receives oral better than me. You know what I'm saying?
That's something to be proud of.
I think it is.
It's still bragging, though.
It is. But, when you can back it up.
Well, show me. What do you got for me?
Wait a minute. Wait. Bragging would mean him bringing this up all the time. He actually only chooses people to share
this
is sharing. This is not bragging.
Oh, yeah.
Just stating the fact.
Now, here's my question. What's the proof?
Well, he'll show you.
Well, I'm going to show you.
Will you bring your wife in?
No, you're about to see the proof.
Yeah,
okay.
You can do the math.
Just watch. Behold.
Yeah, are you ready? All right.
He's got to concentrate, guys.
Whoa.
Hey, it's a master at work here.
Can we pot the peanut gallery down just a little bit so I can, get them out of my head a little?
Done.
A little music.
Yeah, set up for you. A little background music, a little ranchero music, maybe. Oh, there we go.
Hey.
Behold, gentlemen, concentrate.
I'm
disrespectful.
Every once in a while, I throw in one of these. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. And there you go.
Yeah, that's it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Paul Slavergast. Okay, Paul. Oh.
Paul just looked like he looked in the eyes of God.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Paul was mesmerized.
Wow.
Doing the slow clap.
Yeah.
The griffin.
Wow.
And
I'm just saying.
I've been proven wrong.
Yeah. And
a few
and,
times.
And here's the thing. Look, you guys are all fine at receiving. I'm sure there's no complaints, but don't.
I've been told likewise, actually.
Don't try to bite off.
Whoa!
More than you can chew. What?
Yeah, what?
What was that?
Bite off more than I can chew.
You get hurt, you go play with the big boy. That's all
careful,
I'm saying.
Be careful. I've seen things happen.
And it's like anything. A goal makes it look easy. I mean, you sit around, you have a few beers, you watch a fight on TV. You're like, oh, I could get in there. I could, yeah. No, you could get hurt. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and I say that with respect.
These gentlemen are fools.
Okay,
they wouldn't dare. Oh, no, no.
Okay.
They would not dare.
All right.
You had the champion.
Yeah, true knows. No, I got the belt.
I'm not willing to part with it. And the wind jacket.
Awesome. Hot Heat in studio tonight. Going to hear something off the Elevator CD out April 5th. And we'll be right back after this. Yeah, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, Paul and Dustin here from Hot Heat.
Hi.
Elevator, name of the CD, out April 5th. We're going to hear something else off of that CD after we hear one call. Drew? You want to do that saw thing?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Did you do that yet?
No, it's a very wise idea.
Do it.
Okay, the fact is that everyone who's over 18 that calls in tonight will get the DVD Saw, which is on sale now.
Scary.
For those of you that don't call in. And those of you that do get the DVD will qualify for a trip, or for a drawing for a trip, to Derbyshire, England to see the heavy metal concert Bloodstock. Because, Adam, every puzzle has its pieces.
I disagree.
every puzzle.
I see puzzles as mono-pieced units normally.
That would be a picture.
Oh, all right. Well, let me ask you a question. That painting, Blue Boy.
Yeah.
Puzzle, right?
Yeah. No, picture.
Picture.
There might be a puzzle of it.
But the actual one that
hangs
in the Louvre?
It hangs in the Huntington Library.
Huntington Library? What? Blue Boys at the Huntington Library in Pasadena?
Blue Boy and Pinky are in Pasadena.
And Pinky?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the brain? Why isn't that the Louvre?
That's where the brain is. No,
okay.
Yeah, that's, you know, there's Gainsborough and Reynolds paintings that are here.
Who's that, a Dutch guy? Who did Blue Boy?
British, I think.
Stephanie?
Yeah.
Look that up.
All right.
Dutch.
Nah,
it's Gainsborough and Reynolds, isn't it? Joshua Reynolds?
I don't know. Stephanie?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
Blue Boy.
What's up? Blue Boy. Hold on a second. If our engineer looks up Blue Boy, do you know how many porn rags are going to pop up?
No. Put in quotations
put Blue Boy Huntington Library.
Plus
Blue Boy Huntington Library.
Yeah. Yeah.
But put it in quotations plus Huntington Library.
Yeah, you just go Blue Boy and you're going to vomit when that thing goes.
You're right. You're
a sack of worms.
What I like is that you knew that.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Stephanie?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
There's also a painting called Colt Roundup I'd like you to look for. Stephanie?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I have a boyfriend and we have sex and it feels really good. Mm-hmm. But every time that I get close to having an orgasm, I can't do it. Like, it just cuts off.
Are you afraid you're going to, urinate or anything? Any kind of discomfort like that?
No, it feels really good. And I'm like...
It just stops.
Yeah, it just totally stops. And I didn't know if it was...
Yeah, you guys are that way too, I know you think. Get real close. No.
Yeah. That's what I do every time I have sex. I'm like, stop, don't touch it. don't touch it.
Isn't it usually the opposite, like, in reverse? You're trying to...
Yeah, stop. Women do this. Men don't.
I want
men
to keep going.
We're being facetious.
And at 18, you're just about coming online. Some women take about 18 to 20 before the orgasmic function really gets established.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is getting to know things, and part of it is the biological development. So it's going to happen, I'm sure, Stephanie. Just kind of work. Tell your boyfriend what you like. Okay?
Just hang in there, slugger.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
It's all going to work out. You're fine. All right, don't push too hard.
These guys don't play song.
Or if it's like normal or...
No, it's going to happen. I mean, maybe try some oral sex that will really bring it around.
Yeah. Not yourself, though. Get the guy to do that, all right?
I enjoy oral sex.
Ooh. Well, maybe it's how he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never had him do it, but I don't really enjoy it.
Ooh. Ooh. So, hypothetically, you don't enjoy it, or you have had it from other guys?
Told that
I've
you shouldn't.
Had it before, and it wasn't really enjoyable, so I just rather not. I like, deeper penetration, I guess.
Okay. You might want to give this guy a shot in the oral realm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe he'll turn your head around with it, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Stephanie.
Let me say this. I used to say that about pate. I didn't think I liked pate.
Until?
I had some good pate.
And then turned your head around.
I went to a nice French restaurant. I spread it on some bread, and it was good.
Turned your head.
I said, okay.
I hear that.
Now I'm a different man.
Now,
what if I'd said that about oral? But I never went and tried it again.
Speaking of oral, it's explain to these guys how often sort of women complain about how tough they've got with the oral sex, and you kind of straightened them out with that one time.
I did.
With the analogy,
yeah.
It was very nice.
Recall. Women do a lot of complaining about performing oral on guys, whereas guys feel, pardon the pun, like we have to keep a stiff upper lip. Like, guys can't complain about anything sexually because we're guys and we're glad to be there.
Right.
But here's basically what I got to say to the ladies. What would you rather put your face on or in? Would you like a nice corn dog or abalone?
Raw abalone. Live abalone.
I'm talking about burying your face.
Oh, you're giving millions of women's issues now, thinking that their nether region is the equivalent of an abalone.
Who's covered in delicious cornbread, though?
Yeah. I golden. Golden cornbread.
Deep fried.
Yeah. Wonder if you could do that.
I might go for a deep-fried corn dog.
That would be an
What are you
awesome,
saying, Paul?
Wait a minute.
I'm saying let's go for a snack, guys.
That would be an awesome piece of work where you just dig this as a conceptual art piece.
Dig your vibe.
I deep fry my joint.
It's happening.
And what I do is I just put a bunch of batter on it.
So much that you don't feel the heat?
So much.
Hot heat.
Yeah. No, here's what I would do. I would put like a foil condom on, and then I would cover it in tempura batter, and then I would drop it in quickly and quickly deep fry it, and then I would have a tempura penis. Huh?
Yeah, but what if you just kept it in for like 0.5 seconds too long, man? You might be really, really screwed.
Well, that's the art. That's
fair
the
enough,
art.
Fair enough, fair
that's
enough.
Sushi is an art.
That's how the art goes. But I would much rather do the corn dog batter with that nice corn, you know, yeah. Get the nice gold sure. corn on it. It'd be awesome.
I really opened a bag of worms.
It'd be cool, and I'd have like an exhibition and an exhibit at the same time be happening. It'd be great if I was standing there showing everybody.
And think about
and a dog got loose and just clamped right on.
Just like the corn dog too much.
That'd be awesome.
Think of the contraption you'd set up for the dipping procedure.
Awesome.
You'd have yourself lying down with something sticking through.
And it'd be like, people be like.
And you could control it with a little pulley yourself.
I would I'd have to get some pros involved. Maybe get the folks from Wiener Schnitzel going.
Fear factor be involved with this.
Yeah,
too,
and
I'm
just
sure.
lower myself down. Plus, I need to work it that way to get the to get the hang.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
And if it didn't work out, you could donate your penis to art.
Hot heat.
Yeah, going to hear a song off the elevator CD. And this one...
I think it's not, actually.
Wait, it is.
Sorry
it
to interject.
Wait, what is it?
It's actually from the first... not the first record, but the last record. Pardon
me. It is?
Yes, it's from Make Up the Breakdown.
All right. It's called Bandages.
I think that was the plan. For the guys,
Yeah. Everybody, total pros. Looks like the Ace Man is anchoring down this tug of war. That is a little hot, hot heat for you. We will take one more call, and then we'll go to break. Yes?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Why does he have to beat off after six? Mm-hmm. All right. Ryan?
How you guys doing?
Good. You're 21. What's up?
I'd just like to say that I'm a big fan of the show, and you guys are great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been with my girlfriend for, we're almost going to go be together for about a year. And everything's good. You know, I love her, and the sex is real good. Mm-hmm. And it's just that, I don't know, like, before I have sex with her, I like to masturbate. And then after I'm done having sex with her, like, I'll take her home, and I can't wait to masturbate again.
Wow.
I don't know if it's a problem or, you know.
You're a healthy 21-year-old
male.
Got
some energy. Why don't you double down with your girlfriend?
Well, it's the time thing, like, you know, like, it's, I only see her on some, like, I go to school full-time and I work full-time, so I only get...
When you are actually with her, why don't you do a couple of rounds with her?
I do, and then, I don't know, it's just like...
And then again later.
So as Adam often says, it's good, but it's not the real thing.
Yeah, the sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice substitute for beating off, you know, in a pinch, but it's never going to be beating off. I mean, that's like... Yeah, it's like...
I'm sorry, I might offend you with that, but yeah.
Tofu dog's ever going to be, you know, ballpark Frank?
No.
I mean, no. It's okay, any port in a storm, but it's never going to substitute for the real thing. Yeah?
Of course.
Well, look, guys, especially guys like Ryan and young, you know, 21-year-old guys, they got a lot of wind in their sail. They're eager for the fray. And having sex is sort of, it's like they can't believe they're having sex. He may still be at that phase.
They pass it right by.
And he actually has to, like, fantasize about what he was doing 20 minutes ago.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the mode. Is that you, Ryan?
Yeah, exactly that.
Right. Yeah, because you were masturbating a lot, fantasizing about having sex, and now you're having sex, but it almost doesn't feel real.
Then he has to go masturbate about what he just did.
Yeah.
What he might have done.
How many women have you been with?
Like three.
Okay.
Like three?
Call two.
Three.
Yeah. And
like three and two.
And this is the first long term one?
Yes, it is.
Right. All right. She's letting him do stuff to her and it's exciting to him.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
So there's nothing wrong or anything.
No.
I mean, you watch out. I mean, if you're having consequences for the amount of masturbating, like you're getting in spending money or having legal problems or health problems, that sort of thing, then you want to look.
Or you're actually doing it on the road on your way home.
Dangerously on the road. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not safely the way you do it.
Are you doing it? Yes. Are you doing it on the road? Ryan?
No, I'm not.
All right.
No, how dare you, Adam?
Why don't
Adam.
We do it in the road?
Can be done.
Why don't we?
I'm telling
Adam,
you.
Adam does. Oh, you on the road.
Why that's, don't we that, do it
that's
in
a,
the road?
That's a Beatles. Quote. That's a Beatles thing, Drew. It's music, buddy.
Let's see.
They're in a band.
Got it.
Drew, what don't you know about what?
Don't know about why we don't do it on
Beatles?
The road. I know about the Beatles. I don't know about why we don't do it on the road.
That's the question. That's
right.
The question.
All right, I'm going to yell at Drew while we're going to the bathroom.
All right.
Hot, hot heat in studio night. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191. Dustin Paul here from Hot, 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 Hot Heat.
Hi.
Elevator, name of the CD, out on the 5th of April.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's power through a few more calls before we got to hit the road. Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to start off by saying I'm a big fan of you guys, man. All right? You guys are pretty awesome.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Well, here's my question, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's my question. It's about man breasts. You know what? Mine are, they're growing, dude. And it's
Bugsy,
like,
Bugsy.
Getting, what's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting embarrassing. I mean, even the way I dress, I don't go to beaches. I don't go to pools. Now, I want to know if the procedure, if it's painful or... You guys cut skin off, man. What can I do? I'm even afraid to do push-ups, bro. This is honest. You know what I mean?
All right, Joe, do you smoke a lot of pot?
I used to.
All right, that's one of the ways you can get this problem. Are you overweight?
Yeah, kind of. Well, I weigh 225, you know.
All right,
I don't
so
know if
that's another thing you can do to bring the boobs down is lose about 30 pounds.
Well, yeah. How tall are you?
I'm 23.
How tall are you?
Well, he's 23 centimeters.
How 6'1"?
Yeah, I'm about
60. You can stand to lose 20, 30 pounds, okay? Then it's pot and alcohol. Are you drinking very much?
I've cut down on it.
All right, well, beer and alcohol is the other thing that'll give you the man boost. So those are the three things you want to do. Lose weight, stop smoking pot, stop drinking.
It's got a bad connection.
They may go away by themselves.
Now,
the next thing is...
That's going to help. Hold on. Let's face it. Some guys genetically get that hand.
Absolutely. Some guys just get it. And when there's a difference between the fat distribution, just a heavy fat load there, which is bad enough, versus the actual breast tissue development.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a breast tissue development, that can be an endocrinological problem, and that does need to be evaluated. If that's what you have, that's a surgery. They have to cut to take that out.
What if they take care of the endocrine problem?
Sometimes it goes away if they take care of the endocrine problem.
But all right then.
Absolutely. But often they have to cut on that one. But but the other one, which is the more common thing, is just fat, and they are doing liposuction with that.
Oh, really?
For the most part. In fact, I'm going to go do that surgery in about a couple weeks.
Yeah, you look fine. Yeah.
No, not on me. I'm going to go assist them.
In that case, you look like hell.
Discovery Health.
All right.
And so then that's a pretty simple procedure. It's not that painful. And it's probably,
the lipo.
Yeah, it's probably fairly expensive, but not
huge. Well,
that's a last resort, though. A
couple grand?
No, not last resort. It's usually pretty early on in the deal there.
Give up the weed, give up the beer. For a run.
Start I agree with
exercising.
That. Well, here, what Adam is saying is that even there's some guys that just got it in spite of that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. When you're a 23-year-old guy like Joe and man boobs start springing, and even if you're what you'd call husky, that just means you have those tendencies. And I agree. It's the same as any surgery, like gastro bypass surgery or something. Try to lose the weight. Right. Try to exercise. Try to eat right. Try to do the stuff that doesn't involve going under the knife.
Right.
And then if that doesn't work,
you go under the knife.
You go under the knife.
Right.
All right.
Agreed.
Let's, and price-wise, who knows? You can check it out.
I'm going to check that all out. I'll get all the prices. I'm going to find out the price of the penis enlargement, too.
All right. Guys. Chelsea?
Hello?
You're 18?
Ooh. Now we can gamble.
Oh, yeah, keep talking.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah, do the alphabet for us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Here we go.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
I think you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
By the way.
You're from Sunland, by the way.
Yeah.
Youch.
Yeah.
People in Riverside make fun of people in Sunland.
No terrain there.
Horrible.
Even bad.
Horrible.
None.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're praying for some bad terrain so they have some terrain. Yeah. That's horrible. What the hell are you doing in Sunland, sweetie pea?
I don't know.
All right. Well, your dad's a failure. You have to get out of there.
I'm trying. Trust me.
Okay. All right. So what's up? Were you ever molested?
No.
All right. No physical abuse?
No.
Soldering iron?
No.
Nothing. All right. What's your question?
Okay. So I've been dating this guy for about 5 months now. Mm-hmm. And he's the great guy. Like, I'm not in love with him, but I'm really attracted to him, and I think he's great. But when I have sex with him, I think about my best friend, who happens to be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not. Yeah. I'm not a lesbian or anything.
But you're not into this guy. You're just trying to find ways to get yourself out of that moment with a guy you don't really even want to be in that kind of relationship with, and B, find some kind of way of evoking arousal. See?
Knowing chuckle from Chelsea and Sunland.
Yeah, Chelsea and Chelsea chuckle. And Chelsea,
remember that dance swept through the United States
the
in
Chelsea
the
chuckle?
Chelsea chuckle?
Early 60s, late 50s?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was before that.
Oh, was he before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Early 50s.
Mm-hmm. It was huge in Canada.
Oh, really? Made it all the way up to Canada.
Yeah,
wow.
This thing.
Well, I think...
Chelsea?
Yeah.
Chelsea should chuck her boyfriend.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Maybe she's just having intimacy problems.
She said, I'm not in love with this guy. I don't really like him way. All this kind of all these qualifiers. But I'm so attracted.
She liked him.
I'm so attracted, but I'm not in love with him.
I don't believe in love, right away.
All right. Now there's intimacy. Where's your dad?
Sleeping.
Aha. Uh-huh. In prison?
Ooh. Wow. Witchy woman.
What did he do? Who betrayed you?
No.
Who made you not trust?
No.
Who was that? Is that your who's sleeping? Is that your stepdad?
No, my real That's dad.
Your real dad. Where's your real mom? Aha.
I don't really know, actually.
Ooh.
Oh, here we go.
It's on now. You don't know where your real mom is. That's hell,
that's heavy.
Girl.
Have you met your real mother?
My parents divorced when I was 4.
Yeah, but the fact that you didn't go with the mom speaks volumes about her.
Yeah. Where's she now?
Like I said, I don't know.
You haven't seen her since you were 4?
Thinking about your friend?
That's heavy.
That's super heavy. I mean, look, here is the obviously your mother was a drug addict.
Yeah.
Because you can't take a woman and pry her.
Chelsea, that's not funny. It's not funny. It's
look,
a fact.
You took my wife and tried to get the dog that she's had for 2 months from her, she would club you.
And not only that, no court would take it away from her.
Yeah. Well, I actually know some guys that work on some stuff. I want to get rid of the dog. But the point is you, mom was a drug addict, obviously, and that freaks a 4-year-old out. I mean, you know, it's one thing if she's, 4 months, but right. 4 years.
Well, what do you know about your mom? She left when you were 4. What do you know about her?
I know that she's Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Asian from Chelsea all the way.
Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else?
Well, I'm half Asian.
Yeah.
My dad's white.
Right. And what else?
That she was a waitress.
Mm-hmm. And you've never seen her since you were 4?
Yeah.
And you don't know if she's dead or alive or anything?
Well, I know she's alive, but I don't know where she is.
She's not coming after you.
That's heavy.
All right. She had serious problems. God knows what took you away from her, but these are things you have to look into,
Chelsea.
You should
talk to your dad a little bit about what actually went down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we knew something was brewing.
What we call make a cohesive narrative of your life. Come to terms with it.
We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Well, that's the show, everybody. Where did the time go?
It's good times.
Yeah. It was, it blew by.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks
for having us, guys.
It's great.
Hey, our pleasure.
We had a great time.
Great band. Come back anytime you like.
Come back soon so we can say they've been here before.
Right.
Which we assumed you'd been
already.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Continuity.
Elevator, name of the new CD, out the 5th of April. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Down is lose about 30 pounds.
Well, yeah. How tall are you?
I'm 23.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.